All right, so most of you are local here. Washington is an interesting place. What I'm going to be talking about this morning is the blue zones. And as far as states, there's not a whole lot of difference. There is a minor difference. Anyone know which state is the healthiest?
North Dakota.
It's not North Dakota, but that's a good guess. It is Colorado. How did you know that? It is. You'd think that they would have a problem because of the hypoxia, right? They're too high. Has anyone gone from here to like Denver or something like that? And you go for a hike and you're like, man, I am out of shape. But hopefully, after tonight, you will be able to learn some simple habits that all of us can do to live to be 100. I just want to thank Ron and Edel. I've known them for, I think, longer than anyone else here in the building, maybe. I think so, maybe for 10 years, maybe. I don't know, maybe more than that, I'm not sure. And a special welcome to Hannah. Thank you. I met Hannah on the plane, if you can believe that. So she's like, oh, I live in Kirkland. I'm like, oh, are you speaking in Kirkland? That's pretty funny. So hopefully you will enjoy and take stuff away that's actually practical. But what I first want to start out with is something that my grandfather said. Now, my grandfather was always giving me a hard time about preventive medicine. He would say, oh, you know, great-grandma, she smoked, she drank, and ate pork sausage every day, lived to 109. Yeah. So is that the case? Is it all just genetics? What do you think I said to him? I said, well, she didn't do all that. She'd live to 149. Certainly genetics is a component, right? But I think there's something intrinsic about the search for longevity, the search for eternal youth. Ponce de Leon searched for a physical fountain of youth many, many years ago. But I don't think that the search ended with the death of Mr. Leon. We still are searching for the fountain of youth even today, and with our modern technology, we just search in different ways, if that makes sense. With the economic downturn of 2008, my colleagues in plastic surgery saw no dip in their incomes, and their incomes are not covered by insurance. It's all cash. Is that search for youth, search for longevity, is it all vanity, perhaps? People might say, oh, well, I would never go under the knife to make myself look younger, but might you get a little Botox, maybe? I know some nurses where they don't actually get the treatments themselves, but they get the leftovers